Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome everybody to this showcase. This is a place you're going to find yourself ahead of the race. And if you're looking for some answers because you made a mistake, it's okay, because every leader falls before he is great. And I'm paying homage to true to life in my homie. Spending that true shit behind me. This session finna get grimy. It's true to life all day, but what the people say. The truth is, the bigger the family, we can move more ways.
I want to welcome everybody to this True to Life session with your boy E Boogie and my DJ, the one and only DJ motherfucking Airpiece, man, who's in the other booth doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Today we got my man Mason Mackie Blue coming on. This dude's cold, man. He's phenomenal. You know, definitely checked him out on YouTube today. I've been rocking with him for a couple years, but I checked him out today. He was lit, man. He was lit. So first and foremost, before we get this party going, I want to shout out my sponsors, man. Day 21 Records, that's DAY21RECRDS.com. Go fuck with Uncle Jay. He got good things going out there in the Midwest, and everything's good, man. Shout out to my cousin Ty, the jewelry guy. You know, he's out here in Avondale, Arizona, man. Right across at the pawn shop, right across the street from the high school, all free high school. You know, y'all could definitely function with my dude right there. Shout out to Crossing Paths. You know, they assisted living. They help out the DD, mentally challenged, you know, clients, good people. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got some things jumping. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff going on in the world today. Not really going to get into the politics, you know, all that other stuff, because there's a lot of people who be listening, they be banging on me because I be banging on, you know, other people like Trump people and all that stuff, man. But, you know, that's just how it goes, man. Everybody's highly opinionated, and you know, we're in an era right now, man, where it's, you know, it's not good. But one thing that's good, it's always going to be good, is that we always going to be thugging, man. So this song right here is my nigga Jay Real, my homeboy Mott D. This shit called Thugging, man. Y'all tune in and check this out, man. AZ.
There's no progress without struggle.
Got track.
and make it. Hit the block and try and fry the bacon. Yeah, that fat meat greasy. Mama tried to tell him. Hard head, soft ass, living life that's reckless. All wild floss and necklace. Swerve a brand new whip to wreck it. Back to the block, recop it, jump in the next one. It's pretty where I'm from. Best bet, twist up and burn one, cause we gon' drink. We gon' smoke, we keep thugging. We keep thugging. The life we live is do or die, cause it's all we know. Times is hard, yeah, it's been that way. But we keep growing,
we keep growing.
Planting seeds, and I hope to God he fertilize that crop.
Fertilize that crop.
Cause we gon' drink, we gon' smoke. We keep thugging,
we keep thugging.
The life we live is do or die, cause it's all we know.
Say it's all we know.
Times is hard, yeah, it's been that way. But we keep growing,
we keep growing.
Plant this seed and I hope to God he fertilized that crop.
Y'all know what it is. This the legendary cocaine. Mixing it up with my nephew. Jay the realest.
What up, Bob?
Beating on your motherfucking eardrums, nigga. We gonna show you how this West was really won. Buddy boy.
New West. New West.
It is an art form, properly painting the picture you peeping, I spark something. We don't want trouble, we don't start wars, we see them cactus crease and rags hanging uniform. The name shit changed popping, we still popping and locking and folks dropping. Still got more game in the bridge, you know the police killing niggas in the street, it ain't nothing new. There's been the opposition that we subject to. Sipping on that gin and juice, listen to my Uncle Snook. He told me, nephew, there's so much drama in the world today. Gonna be hard being the realest that they ever seen. But somehow, some black, you got to drop funky rhymes like every day.
Let me get my boy a
SIG,
you already know what it is. SIG in the building. This is the Lifty Kid. You hear me? Salute.
And shout out E Boogie. You already know what time it is, nigga.
And shout out DJ Earpiece.
And you were now tuned in
to True to Life Sessions, motherfucker.
Hey, hey,
hood.
You are now tuned in to True to Life Radio with your host, E Boogie, and your DJ, DJ Earpiece. Yes.
Yeah, that. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's my boy, J-Real the Realist. Had to bless y'all with a couple of my niggas' tracks, man. But right now, we're going to get into my man right here. Let me bring my dude live. Yo, 517-574. Who am I speaking with, man? Let everybody know who you are, where you from, all that good stuff, brother.
What up? This is Mackie Blue. What up? From Michigan to the Midwest Coast, you know. What's cracking, cuz? I see my homeboy, I see OG Cocaine. Cocaine doing his thing on this.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know what? I just seen a video, man, with you, man, produced by DJ Mustard, man. That shit was pretty heavy,
yep.
Man. I like that joint right there. You got a lot of nice views on it, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming close to 100 right now.
Yeah, I see that, man. You know what I'm saying? How did you put that together?
Shit, I seen the homies was telling me how DJ Mustard got an instrumental shop in Cali. But you gotta pay 15 or more for an instrumental. But you know, I went over there and I talked to him. I got it for a nice little deal. Not no 15, but a nice little deal, you know.
Yeah, that's what's cracking, man. So, cuz, what's been up, though, man? What's been good? It's been a minute since we chopped it up, man. What's been going on?
Yeah, I know.
What moves you making, man?
Yeah. Man, shit, man. I just put out this album with me and Shotgun Shug. It's called Shotgun Shells and Mac Rounds. You can find it on my YouTube page, Mackie Blues. If you want a $5 hard copy, you know what I'm saying, DM me at MackieBlues at gmail.com. And the first 5 get a free mixtape.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So you've been doing a lot of shows, man. What you got going on, man?
I ain't really been focusing on shows right now, man. I've just been trying to work on the music, you know. Working on my album, and then when I was trying to figure out how many songs I got for the album so far, and I was looking, and I was like, damn, I got about a good 9-10 songs with Suge. I might as well make this into an album. I holler at Suge, like, yo, what's up? He's like, yo, let's do it. And I was like, all right. So, you know what I'm saying? This Shotgun Suge and Mackie album wasn't even supposed to be an album. It was really just collaborations until I figured out how many songs we've done. I was like, damn, we might as well put this as a joint project.
Right, man. It's amazing how shit comes together. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of music and networking, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Suge. He got a music video with Cash Style out right now. Shit fire.
Oh yeah? Yeah, I gotta keep that, man. You should next time you come through, man, bring him with you, you know what I'm saying? We'll all talk with him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I thought you was from Cali, man. But as soon as you said Michigan, you sent me your number. I said, "Oh shit, yeah, he lives in the Midwest,
I lived
man."
I lived in Cali for a long time. I just happened to be from Michigan. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I get all like mostly my music shit, because you know what I'm saying. I do fuck with some Michigan artists, but I just love that West Coast black. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
it's something,
right,
something,
right.
Something
yeah,
about
yeah.
when you're chilling. Something about when you're chilling with a glass of Hennessy, dog, and you're enjoying that sunshine and there's palm trees and the wind is blowing, you know what I'm saying? And you slapping something with that slap on it, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no other feeling than that.
Right. You know, I try to tell a lot of people, you know, like the West Coast, the music is for the soul, man. It's just the... It's to get in your car
just
and
like
ride
that, just
yeah,
like that one.
And really feel it.
Just like that joint that was just slapping, like,
let me get my point. Cocaine, man.
Drinking something to that.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely, man. That's that. You know, what I like about music is to be able to say, hey, you know, then they got that West Coast flavor. You know, because I'm not from the West Coast, but I was raised out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Pittsburgh, but I was raised in AZ. But So my roots are right here. You know what I'm saying? Like I
yeah.
Anything West Coast, I fuck with. You know what I mean? I fuck with all the music.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what genre it is. It could be country, rap, hard rock. I don't care, man. I just like music. But when it really comes down to music, man, I'm a West Coast nigga, man. You know what I'm
me
saying?
Too.
Give me some Snoop. Give me some Ice Cube. Give me some N.W.A. Give me some Mac 10. You know, the game, yo. Game is probably. You know, I like that nigga a lot, man. For the
man,
you
he
know,
is
newer
the man, dog. He is underrated like a
mother. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's real talk, man. That dude. You know, I think a lot of times they put the label of, oh, you know, he's a blood, you know what I'm saying, this and that, you know, fuck it, he's just a gangster. But if you really listen to that nigga's music, that nigga shit knocks, man.
I think it's all the outside shit that fucked up his, I wouldn't say legacy because he's a legend hands down. You can't even say that. But
right.
If they mentioned the top five, you know what I'm saying? Game can be on the top five, you know what I'm saying? But it's just all that extra shit at the, you know what I'm saying, besides the music, you know what I'm saying, like him trying to beef with shit, everybody, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, man, if Game come out with an album, it's hard no matter what, and I'm getting it, but it's hard no matter what. Game ain't got a whack album.
Right, that's real shit. That's real shit, man. Who else is called this underrated from the West? Dub C, man. You know what I'm saying? He's my age group. You know what I'm saying? But he was underrated. DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying?
He don't put enough material out though. You know what I'm saying? Like he's hard. Like he if it ain't really
he got a lot of features.
Really,
he got a lot of features.
Yeah, it's features, but you don't got really like them solo projects and shit.
Right,
He's
kind of like, like Mac 10, like Nate Dogg, you know what I'm saying? Nate Dogg, actually, when he came out with his solo shit, motherfuckers just wasn't feeling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
I
wasn't,
like that.
It wasn't it.
Yeah,
I liked all that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But
too.
A lot of people, you know, like, East and South, you know what I'm saying? They was more so like, you know, you used to hearing that nigga on somebody's hook, and then hearing another voice on there. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of, they made it tough for him, but you know, rest in peace, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that nigga's cold. They all cold, man.
Yeah, even Cocaine.
It's all about the West Coast to me. Oh yeah.
Me and Cocaine had a conversation, dog, and I just respected him so much more. Cause our conversation was just all about his legacy, and I was like letting him know, like, you know what I'm saying. I think when you do pass, let's knock on wood, you know, I think everything you've done for music would definitely come to light. You know what I'm saying? Like so much music. I don't even think he knows how many features he did. That's how many shit he did.
You know, he is actually a living legend. You know what I mean?
He's a
living legend, man. And you're right, and that's a harsh way to go at it. But a lot of people don't get their just dues until they pass, man. Because people take them for granted. Right? No, he doesn't. I mean, that's just what it is. Even if you go on his page, you know what I'm saying? Like his numbers aren't up there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, this is Cocaine, nigga. Like. If this nigga put something out, man, everybody and their mama better be like, just hit the like button, shit, dude. This is a legend, nigga. The fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because like,
he got a song, the song with Snoop, where he's like, don't tell, I forgot what that shit was, but don't get the wrong idea about me. I was like, yo, that's probably one of my top three hooks ever, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that nigga's special, man. He's definitely special. When he sent that track to my artist Jay Real, when he sent that track to him, I was like, damn, nigga, that nigga gave you a throwback like a motherfucker, yo. Like you, nigga, Shit, man. I wish I had a cut like that. Oh yeah, man. Yeah. He do his thing, man. If you had a chance to do a song with anybody, man, who would it be?
Shit, man. I have to go with 50, and I would need like someone on the hook, like a Cocaine, like 50 Cent, and with a Cocaine hook.
Mhm.
And yeah, I wonder what happened to Butch Cassidy too.
With Cassidy?
Yeah, Butch Cassidy. Remember him?
Oh, Butch Cassidy. Yeah. You know what would have been? Yeah, I don't know what happened to that cat, but remember DOC, man. If that nigga would have never gotten to that accident,
how hard would that nigga have been?
Yeah, I heard that, but I ain't hearing nothing else. All I heard was he got his voice back. Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot of time anyway, you know what I'm saying? But even though he was still ghostwriting for people, if that nigga had not gotten to that accident, who would have been, you know, next to come out of that NWA bunch?
Oh, he definitely would have.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, he would have smashed it because he had the lyrics, he had the voice. You know what I'm saying? He had all the content in the world, yo. Yeah, man.
I don't even know if I could live after that, bro. I'll be so down.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I had it all.
Yeah. But shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He kept it going, man.
DOT.
So what you got planned for the future, man? With this album?
Oh man, dude, over here where I'm at, man, I am killing this shit right now, man. I got posters everywhere. I got them in every damn store they can be. I'm traveling to Detroit to post posters up. You know what I'm saying? I'm traveling to Flint. I'm traveling to Saginaw. Like, I'm hitting all the where the minorities of that. You know what I'm saying? Where people would appreciate
right.
the music. So I'm going to every hood in every city in Michigan, and I'm posting posters and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been sending out a lot of CDs from that, you know what I'm saying? So it's been good, man.
This
I don't think this is my hardest album, honestly, because my hardest album, I think, was Fighter Lokes Hitman. But as far as quality, this is the best quality music I have ever put out. You know what I'm saying? The quality is fire.
That's what's up. So if you had any advice to give to some up and coming artists, you know, about releasing, you know, a fire album or just anything really, man, what would you tell them?
Gain your fan base first, man, because you put that out, you're putting it out for nothing. And if your pockets ain't right, man, you just sit on your album until you get your money right, because you're just going to waste a fire album for no reason. This shit costs money. And I ain't bullshit,
right.
man. This shit costs money, man. And you motherfuckers don't know that shit. They think they can take
right.
Studio time and they can just put out the album. No, man, it takes money to work it. Like, you got to work
right,
it. You got to be
right.
honest. You got to shine with it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't do it.
Yeah.
And I kind of... Even if they're talented, I kind of feel like they're in my way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, duh, I know you're talented
right.
and all, but you're not doing nothing. You're just...
But damn. Right.
Yeah, you're just in the way right now, man.
Yeah.
But it really do take
you know,
money,
I tell,
man.
It takes a lot of money, you know? And like, I have a lot of young artists that I mentor, too, you know what I mean? And the hardest thing to get them to realize is that, bruh, so what did you have a little home studio and you made a song? Man, it takes a lot more money to push that song, to get that song into right hands and to rub elbows with these people. It don't matter just because you got a tight cut that, you know, it's automatic. Ain't shit automatic?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, nigga, I know a little nigga around the way, man. He got a track, man, that's so goddamn cold, man. And I'm like, look, little nigga, save your coins, man. Put some money behind this, man. Invest in yourself. And I promise you, make 10 more tracks like that. You know what I'm saying? And let's start shopping, you know, and they start shopping one. And a lot of them don't understand that, you know, you got to shop a single for a minute.
Music industry is so fucked up right now. Is like, it's kind of even hard to shop your shit, man. They're lazy now. They don't develop talent no more. You know what I'm saying? You got to come with your own fan base. You got to come with, you know, something that's already working, that for them working. You know what I'm saying? So, it's not like it used to be.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I tell you this though. You're what's that song that you got on there? This at 98,000. Tell 'em.
Yeah, tell 'em. Yeah, tell 'em.
Yeah, tell them. So that song, once you get over 100,000, you're obviously being looked at. You know what I mean? So whoever's pushing that song is pushing it the right way. When I looked at the numbers, I was like, damn, this nigga's damn near viral. That's that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's a plus that you have DJ Mustard on it. You know what I'm saying? And you get a little bit of his squeeze
door,
too.
Man. That's what you pay for.
Right,
that's what you pay for right there.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
If I put out a regular song called Tell 'Em, I mean, people will look at it. You know what I'm saying? I might have to convince them. I would have to convince them, like seriously convince them. But when you got DJ Mustard name tattooed on it, you know what I'm saying? That's be like, yo, let me see what little homie got, man. He got DJ Mustard on the beat. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you pay for.
And that's what you pay for. And you know what's cool is that when you pay for it, they support it too. You know, I got a lot of artists who get a lot of features and but they didn't pay for the feature. You know what I'm saying? So of course that artist isn't gonna push that song.
I'll
tell
you,
they'd be like, damn nigga, I only got
you help with shit.
He said what?
DJ Mustard ain't help with shit. He ain't tweeted. He ain't this shit. He ain't this shit.
One thing he did. Right, but I'm sure what he didn't do was not support it. You know what I'm saying? So meaning like it's on his Twitter page. It's somewhere that follows him. Like when they don't support that shit, they block that shit, yo. And no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That should have been stuck on 3,000. You know what I mean? So whatever, even if he's not personally doing it, he's letting it be in his sphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When a lot of
you know what I'm saying?
Right, I got you, man. Trust me. I know, man. You know what I mean?
I don't care if he don't. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I paid for this, man. All I needed was your name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all I paid for was your name.
Yeah.
That's why I was just telling somebody, someone tried to charge me for a verse, and I was like, yo, I'm not paying you for your talent. I'm paying you for your name. So if your name don't got no views attached to it, why would I pay you? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. See, the game, it's a number game, right? So motherfuckers don't understand. Like, if I go to your page and you don't have a lot of followers, what kind of fucking feature am I going to get from you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get
even
that many. It's not going to pop, yo. Right, exactly. You can be as talented as you want. You know what I'm saying? But if I get a feature from somebody who has, like, you know, 600,000, 700,000-plus followers, I know I'm going to get a good 10%, you know, 20% off of that shit. Just off of the name.
Yeah.
Like you got it off of Cuz name. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's how you win, though. That's how you win. Because now motherfuckers ain't just just seen his name, but they remembered your name. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, they remembered this song. They remembered this nigga, you know what I'm saying, spitting fire. Yo, they remember this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you about to win, nigga. I already know this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've been in this bitch for years, though. You know what I'm saying? I just changed my name and everything, you know, try to reinvent myself. But I've been in this thing for years, you know what I'm saying? I've been had collaborations with the hottest, you know what I'm saying? And I did an album called Spider Loke's Hitman, dog, and it had Ghostface Killer on there. It had Lloyd Banks, had Akon. It had so many people. And about time I got done with that album, I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm never going to see my money back for this. because I overloaded on there, and I was telling him, my homeboys, like, yo, I'm never gonna see no money off of this album at all. I overspent on that one. So when I was at the studio, my man was like, yo, give me 150. I'm gonna make a beat for you. I'm gonna find a girl hook. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I'm past what I'm supposed to spend on this album to make some money back. Like, that's one thing you gotta do too while doing an album, is like, you gotta honestly like figure out how much money you want to spend and how much money you can get back, because it's not about just spending and no money back. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, it was me, but you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little older, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many albums I got left, you know what I'm saying, in me. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to make some profits while I'm here.
But you can still use those songs, man, and just, like, put a picture of yourself up, you know what I'm saying, and play the song, and you pay for the shit, so you can still, you know, put the name on it and shit, and that, like I said, it's a numbers game. So you can use, you know, a couple of them hot ones.
All about numbers.
You know what I'm saying? Just to build, you know, get to 500,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be on that shit.
What, the numbers? Everything's about the numbers, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know,
man.
And that's what I got a problem with a lot of these people. A lot of people that's buying a bunch of fake stuff, you know what I'm saying, like fake views and fake things and fake, like, how are you going to know where you're at if you keep buying fake stuff?
Right.
You got to know where you're at, you know what I'm saying? You can't just keep faking. You got to honestly know where you're at.
Right. But also, it's not hard to look at somebody's page and say, oh, this shit's fake. You know what I'm saying? It's easy because all you have to do is, like, especially just on Twitter, and you see someone with 75,000 followers, and then they tweet out some shit, and there's like one or two likes, you know what I'm saying, or one or two retweets.
Yep.
It's like that shit's fake. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's following you. You just bought all that shit just to look good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but
I know a chick with a million. She got a million followers and can't get one fucking retweet.
She must have
paid
a lot.
Yeah, she created the shit. You know, she came on. I had interviewed her, and she was like, "Yo, you want like 10,000, 15,000? How many you want for this interview?" I was like, "None." You know what I'm saying? I'll build my shit. I think I'm at like 10,500 right now on Twitter, but that's all real shit. Ain't no,
I ain't even at like that.
You know
I think
what I'm
saying?
Ain't
at
no,
three.
Ain't no fiction.
Yeah, man. You got three.
Right, you got three, but you got 98,000 fucking views on the video I just seen. Fuck that. You got more fans than that.
Yeah,
you
know I know
somebody,
that, but you know what I'm saying? I know that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. But see, that's the difference, though.
It's hard to work to a lot of that shit, but it's worth it once you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. But see, what I'm saying is that you have on your page, you might have 3,000 followers, but those are 3,000 true followers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then how many people, you know? Yeah, so there's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? You have 50,000 followers, but how many of them are true followers?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many motherfuckers really fuck with Mackie Blues? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I had like 25 pre-orders of my album before it even came out, like a month before it came out, from my Twitter support. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them, I said, just give me the five. They give me 10. They give me 20. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dog, they overpaying just to show they love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's what it's about, man. That's true fans right there. Motherfuckers want to see you win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to see you win.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
No,
hey,
but
so
I'm,
whatever
I'm,
happened
I'm,
with
know,
the...
What up? No, you know, go ahead.
Hey, whatever
happened
with you and Snoop? You ever fixed that?
Yeah, we fixed it, but I ain't never holler at him personally, but it's fixed. You know, I got they try to set me up in Cali, but it's fixed though.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I was always wondering about that shit.
Yeah, but that's one of my dream ones too, man, to get with Snoop. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rolling 20 crip, man. Why would that just make so much dumb shit that I would even come at him, you know what I'm saying? But I had to, you know what I'm saying? I had to show who I'm with, who I was with, my loyalty, and I had to show him, like, man, if you beefing with him, I'm beefing with him too. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? End up wasn't worth it at the end, but you know what I'm saying? I had to do what I had to do. So definitely, that's one of my goals in life too, to go get something from Snoop. I don't know, a hook or chorus or beat. I don't know. No, I ain't gonna. Yeah, something. I don't know. Just to work with him. Just to work with him.
Yeah, hell yeah, shit. That would be a dope ass collab. You know what I'm saying? Call that 2020.
And just like I definitely want to hook from cocaine too, but I'm afraid to ask them because, man, you know, if you ask somebody and they
don't be afraid. If you tag him with this song, I'll tag him with you on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Cause I fuck with them a lot, man. So if you tag him with that song, dude, he gonna see that you working. That nigga he'll work with you, man. That's a real nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I had a conversation with him, and that's why I'm saying, like, if he give me the wrong number, I don't want my respect for him to go down. Like, damn, cause you couldn't even look out. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's one thing. Because honestly, man, right, if you ask me, man, a cocaine chorus is probably worth about 20, 30. So he's so hard with it.
Yeah. He ain't gonna do you like that if you come at him the right way. I could tell you that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I plan on doing it when I got the right song and everything, the right beat. If I did cocaine on the hook, I definitely want something like West Coast is slappish, you know what I'm saying? Some with a little bit of G funk in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, hey man, so you got these two new cuts, man. Newark to Compton and Metro, man. What's these tracks about, bro?
All right, North to Compton is one of the OGs, Big to the Boy. From Compton and shit, you know what I'm saying? He got like Suge got a mean raspy voice, you know what I'm saying, when he rapping. And Big to the Boy got it too, and they both got like a little slow flow raspy voice shit. And I was like, yo, that'll be a dope ass collab. And it's funny because when I sent it to Big to the Boy, and he sent it back, he didn't rap slow. He rapped off. It like he did the opposite of what I wanted, but it came out fire. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I got it, because, you know, Suge from North, New Jersey, and Big to the Boy from Compton. So that's why I named it North, because it wasn't really about me. It's really about collabing them two together, because I think they, like, their voice and shit, like, I think that was a good match for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Big to the Boy,
that's
gave
dope. That's dope.
I just said what I wanted, but it was actually super fire. And then Metro was something I wanted to do for a couple of homies over here in Michigan. We got one by the name of Coach Peso. He's like the hottest dude in where I'm at in Lansing, Michigan. He the hottest dude over here. And then Big Queez, he's a legend son. You know what I'm saying? RIP the Big Absolute. And, you know, I wanted to work with him, but a lot of things, like, if I want to work with somebody, I'm not just going to give them any track to get on. You know what I'm saying? I want to find something that I think will go good. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think I got so much success with my collabs, because I just don't give them any songs that I got unfinished. Like, yeah, I'll get you up on this song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly, I listen to they shit and I just think, like, okay, he'll be dope on this type of beat. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to get him on this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And I will go look for a beat just for the collab. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I listen to a lot of albums, man, and it just seems like someone just gave someone a beat to rap on, you know what I'm saying? Something
right,
had on the side.
Right.
And that kind of brings out a lot of fucked up verses. Like, yo, he could have went harder on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe he could have, but that's not his type of beat. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it's about, man. And a lot of rappers really got to get to know that shit. Like, if you want to collab, dog, just take your time with it, man. Listen. Think about whatever artist you want on that song, and you think about the hardest song that you like from that artist, and you go try to find one of them type of beats, because you might be able to come up with something that's really, really fire that you're going to enjoy, because ain't nothing like buying or getting a collab that you really, really don't like. You know what I'm saying? I got one joint that I really don't like, and it's featuring Math Hoppe, and it's featuring J.R. Ryder. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of them cases that I was like, yo, maybe they can do their shit on this beat. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't thinking about what I like J.R. Ryder on and what I like Math Hoppe on. So when I got it, J.R. Ryder's hook he put on there was terrible, and Math Hoppe verse, I have no idea what the fuck he was even talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's when I was like, oh man, I got to know how to really work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you paying for these hooks and shit, and you really want to get your money's worth. You don't, damn, man, this shit. I mean, it's J.R. Ryder, but I ain't really feeling this. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not feeling that, chances are the consumer's not going to feel it either. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, that's the truth, man. So, hey, man, let's get into some music, man. What track? I'm gonna play both of them back to back. But which one you want to get into?
All right,
first, which one you want to?
Let's go to North to Compton.
All right, bring it in, brother.
All right, yeah. This is Mackie Blues. This is featuring Coach Peso. Featuring Big Queez and my homeboy Shotgun Shug, North of Compton, Midwest Coast, East Coast to West Coast.
Let's get it.
Damn, girl.
Yeah.
You getting high already? Just 2:00.
Yeah.
That late?
You know, you smoke too much of that shit. That shit's gonna rob you of your ambition.
Not if your ambition is to get high and watch TV.
Yeah.
What's up, little bro?
Oh, y'all a couple Cheech and Chong's, huh? But don't get up, I got it.
Yeah.
Aesthetic.
Yeah.
Used to keep 30 grams, I bet my mama. 14, used to whip up some things in my pajamas. Hey, you'll be surprised what you get off the stove.
Yeah.
Two whips, two drivers, 1,000 grams on the road.
Yeah.
Make you hustle all day, you still broke. That's bad.
Fact.
Trap or die, 100 pack. Get a gas tank, niggas fake, leave stinking with your tires flat. Hey, you know it's real when the fiends wearing wiretaps. Watch, I like my Henny straight, no ice in it.
Ice,
got a truck full of Yola, got your life in it. You gotta take a risk,
yeah,
to be a millionaire. Cash in a body bag, it's a millionaire. The hood with the music, this trap high. Hey, Growth 3, I wrote my raps on a black block. I'm a certified rap star. 100K and I walk like a trap star. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Tan khakis with the polo print.
Polo print. Polo print.
50 cal with the dojo kick. Dojo kick. I told my niggas, I don't know those crips.
Yeah.
No, those. But let them know, cuz, throw your set,
yeah.
Throw your set. This a crip thing, you can blood all you want,
yeah.
Blood all you want. I'm out back cleaning all the blood out my trunk,
yeah.
Blood out my trunk.
with the out of towners. Compton, Cali, got connections. Robbing the plugs to go to drown you. Hope find you digging the dirt. Another 48 with a sewing up shirt. Double up on Alicia Keys. I'm a cognac nigga, prefer we first. Keep the cookers in the kitchen. Bitches working, fucking naked. Ask the homie Mackie Blue how I make them more respected. Bars on another level. Painting picture history. Yes, I'm speaking from the ghetto. Real gangster remedy. To the wood to make it happen. Haters can't understand it. Certified double bag boy, bitch. Spam it. Spam it, gang, motherfucker.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
They used to try to play me, I ain't mad at much. Till I showed up with the goons and be ladded up. Wait till they lack and then they gathered up. Draw the 40 on his face, then tat him up. These niggas want war, I'm way smarter. When the clip shaped like the state of Florida. Got a thing for them numbers like my father. Got a trap and I run it like the Carter. You can't trust a fiend, call him Pookie. Take the half a million and still cop a hoopty. Plain Rollie, Fat Poppy, put the diamonds in it. Battle rap, border bins, catch me shining in it. Dope block, perfect 10, we don't need coupe. Nah, big boss, Don Pablo on a speedboat. Under any circumstance, let the Desi ring. So much traffic in the South, I'm like Medellin.
Big Queens, bitch, I came from the block like a baka. Rain to leave him shocked like the doctor doing when his heart dropping. Leave a pussy nigga suck, pop a dollar. See two niggas like an autopsy. All type of these niggas are turn cops. I be sitting around so many jaws of the stock. Cameras on the trap, laws on the walk. Cameras on us like a cool shot. Keep an eye on haters with your soul hot. And I ain't go to high school cause I dove out. And hit the streets at first trying to kick dope houses. What you mean that you don't got a gun, bitch? Shit, I be in the spot where the hoes got it. No combo if you ain't got no dollar. Smoking gas out of pack ain't got no molly. I got goons like a cold follow. That'll come with them fans for me, no solace. Keep anthrax in my lungs. I come from hit lips like I'm just in a chum. And no guidance, except the crack has the crumb. The baggage and drums, the 30s on 40s and old guys. Niggas hate you for love, your cake and your drugs. The bitch is your place and your old guy. Now making this up, niggas making shit up in your face like a model at Showtime. These little haters be high off a coke line. Thinking we ain't been stacking the whole time. Shout out my nigga Mac, rest in peace. Ass free, my nigga Rat. Band team, nigga, we strat. Aim at any nigga with some feedback.
Real dope boy, I got saved by this rap shit. Remember us hurting, I had to stop serving my conscience and fill up the cabinets. Block shake like it's nervous, I put so much work in where ease could go make the bag flip. Go stretch out them O's, Orlando on Stoles, my nigga, I really do magic. Whip it, then I wrap it up. Then go and pick the cabbage up. Monique Parker, Bruce. Pockets looking fat as fuck. Keep them haters mad as fuck. Cause the way I add it up. Official with this trap and stuff. But truthfully, I done had enough. Legitimate dreams and federal nightmares. We my big cuz, when work he had buzz. The judge, he gave that boy light years. So get a witty when I count it. Coming live from public housing. Get that wetter by the ounces. Being sniffing by the mountain. Ain't never wanna be like Scarface. I just wanna see my dog straight. They in good hands talking all state. Bitch, we ballin' hard just like Ball State. Spanish bitch, she give me all face. Then she go and cook me tacos. Skinny nigga head honcho. Paper coming like pronto.
That's what the cameras do. I flash the can and dude and knock up the top. Blow. Max stay in the hood like soul food. I come to your hood, mask up like Deadpool. In fifth grade, I was hanging with some gangbangers.
shout out Mackie Blues right there, man. Yo, that fucking track is nasty as fuck, man. God damn, nigga. You did that, yo. Definitely.
Which
did
one?
That,
which
man.
One you like?
That I like them both, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. That last one though, that shit, that you snapped on that motherfucker, man. But if both of them, I mean, North Compton or Metro, shit, both of them go in like hands down, nigga. But that last one that you really. Yeah, he was really talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I definitely fucks with that one, man. I fucks with them all. I actually fuck with all your music, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, this show, we probably got about 10, 15 minutes left in this show, man. We're in overtime right now.
So
what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go ahead and bless you and try to play as many tracks as I can before this show ends. But it's gonna be all Mackie Blues. You know what I'm saying? All of it. Like fuck that shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Nobody else today. So before I start this though, go ahead and shout out all your social media, you know what I'm saying, so everybody knows where to find you, man.
All right, yo, my Twitter is at Mackie Blues. My Facebook is at Mackie Blues. My Instagram is at Mackie Blue Rags. And my Snapchat is Mackie Blue, my bitch. good luck,
man.
I'm gonna stay in for the rest of the 10 minutes and listen to the joints too.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. I'm gonna start it off. You know what I'm saying? Cause with that, we're gonna go from Crippin' to Crip Walk to See, we're just gonna go down the line, brother. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna bang off that Crippin', man. We're gonna hit that Crippin' right now. Let's get it.
Rolling 20.
crib talking on the cloud. And I don't give a fuck what you talk about. What it seems, I throw dollars at a stripper. Let's just call that blue cheese. I know some crips that bang 2-3. I know some crips thinking who's me. Capital crip rolling 20s. In my car is rolling 20s. And I don't smoke that little shit. I'm rolling 20s in my bad bitch rolling for me. Crip walk with me. Shout out to the 97 East Coast Crips, Hoover Crips, Garden Block Crips. Crip walk with me. Shout out to the Rolling 60s neighborhood Crips, Kelly Park Compton Crips, Scoop Town Compton Crips. Crip walk with me. Shout out to the 190 East Coast Crips, 43rd Avalon Crips, 21 Street Crips. Crip walk with me. Shout out to the Rolling 40s neighborhood Crips, 47 Block Westside, 34 Gangsta Crips. Crip walk with me.
On the block 45, tucked in my waistline. Fuck one time, I ain't got time to waste time. Niggas playing with keeps in the street in the daytime. Shoot foul shots from the heat in my waistline. Niggas talking G shit, we on some C shit. Knock out your shoes so fast you won't see shit. We crip, click, grip, hammers and K-sticks. 50 in the clip, cock it back. Shit, paramedics and fire trucks, police the coroner. Can't you see that bright light? Listen, yeah, they calling ya. Ghost whisperer, I ain't scared, I see dead people. Most of them enemies that try to creep and bury me. Is there heaven for a G? Wanna find out? Crenshaw, keep it cracking, that's what I'm about. This life I live is hard and dangerous. Smashing all these haters in my blue
trip. Man. Shout out to Zero, shout out to Snoop Dogg, Brother Lynch Hunt, Corrupt Rockin', Crip Walk with me. Shout out to Spy Low Dance, MCA, Young Jeezy, J.O. Felony, Crip Walk with me. Shout out to Blue Da Vinci, BG Knockoff, Lil Eazy-E, Dub CC, Buck, Crip Walk with me. Shout out to Glass Malone, Nipsey Hussle, Badass, Bad with me. That nigga cocaine,
Crip Walk with me.
I know there's a lot of niggas wondering why I shouted out Snoop Dogg when I did
Crip Walk with me.
First of all, I don't know Snoop Dogg, and I never met Snoop Dogg, so it wasn't personal. I was just trying to show loyalty. I was just trying to impress somebody, and for that reason, I apologize. And whenever I chop it up with Snoop, I'm apologize again, cause that's what a real nigga supposed to do. Plus, we got the same shit running through our veins, and that's rolling 20s, Crip. We got the same last name, and that's Crip. Nigga, I fuck with all Crips. So when you see me, nigga, throw your seeds up.
Crip walk with me.
And Crip walk with me.
Yo. Yeah. E-Man Music. Diesel Beats. It's Mr. Fab. Yo, tell the bartender, man, meet us over at our table. We need that bottle service all night. It's gonna be Independence Day in the club tonight, baby.
One bottle, order. Two bottles, order. Three bottles, order. Four. Pop the bottle, pour the bottle, drink the bottle, throw the bottle, then order more. Bottle service right here, bottle service right here, bottle service right here, bottle service right here. Kush got us high, gear got us fly. Table looking like it's the 4th of July.
I only drink Henny, I might settle with some Remy. That's a rock boy, I'm not boy, I can't knock it if you drink it. I can't stop a nigga from drinking, smoking, smoking on my deep end. We've been partying all weekend, partying all weekend. Pool full of liquor, I'm diving in the deep end. Haters rushing in, I've been working on my deep end. She's been staring at the bottle in the middle of my section. She's been smiling at a nigga in the middle of her section.
Okay, say sex or it's no way. If the glove don't fit, I'm like OJ. Two chicks give me foreplay. My command, she obey. She drank enough, don't think enough. We hit the crib and she role play like. We popping bottle at the bottle, baby. We gon' celebrate the night like we just won a lotto, girl. Ain't no
Meet me at the bar, cause I can bring it to you. You know you fucking with a star, baby. Got Remy Ma, got Henny off, Cavassier, that's plenty dark, that's plenty dark. Now let's get involved. Drink light, then drink light. I don't drink light, but I eat right. I'm not a dope fiend, but I codeine and drink Sprite. We leave bottles popping like it's part of our religion, but us celebrating life is just a part of our tradition. How many bottles needed is the hardest life decision, and I already smoked the ounce, not to mention.
One bottle, two bottles, three bottles.
I got niggas round the globe yelling bars like that. So I smile while them haters hating hard like that. Is it the universe or God that really guards my back? Death called a couple times before I tossed my jack. I seen it. At 15, I got cut. I got the stitching. Came out of ER. All my niggas in front the building. Just ready in the building. Loyalty is villains. We tearing niggas up and we don't care who got children to a killer. Sitting on about half a million. With all my thugs, all my drugs, all my women. Next few years, I should see about a billion. Past couple years, I lost some homies and I'm missing. Fuck the system and the police. OGs that don't teach. Baby mothers go creep. Judge gave you 4 weeks. OD, no leaks. All wolves, no sheep. Them niggas come up missing like Bo Peep. We don't sleep. Shout out to my ball. Y'all the reason that I'm pushing. I got my zip locked like the bags we keep the cushion. Breeze past the bookies. Bitches always looking motivated by the ones that said I couldn't. It's Brooklyn.
Don't you play, you know me, I eat you like fondue. You know know me, I fuck you so good you stay. So good you pray. That's that comeback, that's that run back. That's that she got a man but she ain't going back. Throw it back like it's all mine now. Get into submission till she's screaming time out.
She's all on me. I think I'ma need a timeout. I can hardly breathe. Where's the referee? Man, timeout. 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 Man, timeout. Timeout. Timeout.
Then I blow away your spine out. Is bumping, we into nothing, let's get into something. Clothes on and humping, music is bumping. Let's do a gangbang, get that pussy jumped in. Pretty women, thick women, swimsuit, I am planning on swimming. Let's get it, you got it. Money ain't a thing, bitch, I'm all about a profit.
She's all on me, I think I'ma need a timeout. I can hardly breathe. Where's the referee? Man, timeout, timeout. Time out, time out, man, time out, time out, time out.
I racked a couple jokes, now she all in my DM. But keep it on the low, I got a crazy ass DM. I got this bad bitch, half black, half Korean, with some double D tits. Bitch, let a nigga see him. I got this other chick, she'll make you fall in love. But she a certified thot, I swear she live in the club. Yes, I am the man. Her booty's an artist and I am a fan. The liquor is flowing, no step on my tip. She leaving with me, but she came in with him. I sweat dripping, I bagged her and a friend, y'all don't pay attention. She a IG model, she ain't fucking less cash giving. She bad, but man, listen, I need another bottle like I need another model. I slash on the gas, put the pedal to the metal skirt.
She's all on me, I think I'ma need a timeout. I can hardly breathe. Where's the referee? Man, timeout, 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 man, timeout. Time out,
time out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today on Truly Life Session with your boy E Boogie and my DJ, DJ Earpiece. And that track right there, man, that last one we played for Mackie Blues was called Time Out. That is my favorite fucking track. That motherfucking track go hard. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing he put together right there, man. Shout out to this guy right here. Y'all got to follow him. You know what I'm saying? Go support him. Go to all his social medias. Support him, man. That dude's really doing it. He did it the right way. He wasn't afraid to invest in himself, man. And you get blessed, man. Blessings and good stuff, man. So my hat's off to you, Mackie Blues. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, thank you for tuning in. It's another episode of True to Life Sessions, and we out this bitch. Peace.